This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I keep telling you that. I mean that sincerely. It is the only way we win. It's when you get involved, when you get engaged, when you get informed. Actually, what you should say is you get involved, get informed, and get engaged. That's the way to make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I say, there's so much stuff going on. It's hard to keep up with all of it. You know, but really, seriously, Alfonso Reitzel joins me right after the break. And, you know, things should, I love how the government right now, when you're watching what's happening, right, they're trying to load up the, I don't want to say the news pipe, because that's really, they really can't do that, but they're trying to load up the news sources so you don't have time, and we've got 2 days, for all intents and purposes, you're not going to be able to get information over the next couple of days. It's not going to happen. Oxford University boss says, it's unfortunate that some students claim that they have a right not to be offended. I told you, we're raising a group of kids that can't deal with much of anything. Outgoing vice chancellor of Oxford University has said it's unfortunate that some students claim a right not to be offended. In an interview with the student newspaper, Dame Louise Richardson, who has served as vice chancellor since 2016, said that there is a view amongst some students, and well, not all students, and that's true, not all people, that they have a right not to be offended. I think that's unfortunate. I'd like to persuade them that that's not a healthy approach to take. It's not a healthy approach for life. She said the Oxford was pretty robust on freedom of speech. We both know the press. Some parts of the press likes to use the issue of freedom of speech as a stick to which to beat certain universities up with. So I think we're pretty robust on the issue, and even if not, every student or staff member would agree with me precisely on where to draw the lines. My own view is that legal speech should be welcomed at all universities. She is so right. Seriously. Now, Dame Louise has previously told students that they must be prepared to hear the other side of the arguments, and that's so true. You know, think about what happens when you don't hear the other side of the argument. Think about what happens when you don't hear a different point of view. But they don't want to. If it makes them feel bad, and you parents did this to these kids, if it makes them feel bad, they don't want to hear it, and they don't feel like they should have to hear it. Otherwise, they're going to call mommy and daddy to come save their butts. I know parents like this, and they know how I feel. You cannot save your child from everything. And if you try to, and you do succeed in saving them from everything, they will never, ever, ever be able to succeed in their own life. They will be living in your basement for the next 30 years. In the interview, she also reflected on the idea, you know, that removing, you know, statues because of their history. She gave the example of her own view of Oliver Cromwell. During her upbringing in Ireland, when I was growing up, Oliver Cromwell was the devil incarnate. He was to me, right, was what Voldemort was to my kids. Then growing up, going to London, seeing this big statue outside the House of Commons, going to see who it was, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's Cromwell? Isn't that fascinating? And here we are, a few hundred miles away. This man who I was brought up to see as an evil butcher has been lionized. Well, look at Ted Kennedy, the lion of the Senate. Well, tiger? No, the lion of the Senate. Right? Held in high esteem and murdered a girl. That was okay, though. She said that it never occurred to her that the statue should be ripped down because he did terrible things in Ireland. And that historical figure could not be judged by moral values of the present day. You can't do that. That's ridiculous. Elsewhere in the interview, Dame Louise also reflected on criticisms that privately educated pupils now find it hard to get into Oxbridge. Right? She said that 7 years ago, Oxford was being criticized in the press constantly for being inaccessible to poor kids. Gee, no, seriously? Now we're getting criticized for the fact that it's harder, right? It is alleged to be harder for private educated kids to get in. And so, yes, I think those criticisms are a distraction. Look, they pull the SAT tests from law schools here in America, in the U.S. You got kids going into these schools that may not be as smart as the kids that used to be able to get into these schools. I don't want an attorney that slid by or was helped by. I don't want an engineer that's building a bridge or, you know, a 110-foot skyscraper who got help to get into school, who was allowed to slide by, that was among the lowest in his class. Really? And this is the direction we're heading in, because we don't want them to feel bad. You hear me? Because we don't want them to feel bad. Just ridiculous. Alfonso Rachel joins me tonight, as opposed to Thursdays, because he's going to be stuffing his face tomorrow, too. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, the day before, what do we call it? Glutton Day? That's what I call it. I think what else are you going to call it, right? I mean, you eat until you pass out, and then when you finally get off the couch and you go relieve yourself a little bit, what do? You turn around, you go back, and you eat some more. I think that's called gluttony. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Alfonso Rachel joins us, as he does every week, although he's a day early because he's going to celebrate Glutton Day tomorrow, too, along with the rest of us, probably passed out by the time the show starts. So I figured better to bring him in a day early. And so how are things going in your neck of the woods?
All right, man. Hey, you know, just like we said, man, we're trying to do our stretches and stuff like that before we go ahead and dig in, you know, get our workout on and whichever, try to burn some and walk it off or whichever before we go in there and destroy ourselves.
Yeah, see, I think like every other day leading up to, you know, for 10 days leading up to Thanksgiving, you should be eating to the point where your belly hurts, right? That way you stretch it out good so you can take in as much food as humanly possible actually on Thanksgiving Day. That's kind of how I look at it.
But I tell you what, though, man, but really, I mean, Thanksgiving is every day to me, though. Seriously, man. I'm thankful, man. The Lord is good, man. And, you know, I mean, I understand Thanksgiving is maybe like a special day of observance or anything like that, but it's like, hey, man, it's not like it's just another day, like it's passé or anything like that. It's like, man, I've been here. I've been at Thanksgiving like all year round, man.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, every day is a day of thanks for us, for some of us anyway. You know, every day is a day of thanks. And again, this was, if you read some of our founding fathers, Washington and Lincoln, especially Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and what have you, talking about this day, it was all about actually the country taking a day to stop and give thanks, take the time to give thanks to God for all the wonderful things he's done for you. And
that's right.
Yes, to your point, we sometimes forget, you know, we should be giving thanks on a daily basis. But I think the mere fact that the respected leaders of our country said, okay, hey, stop. This particular day, nothing is going to go on. Just stop and give the time to the Lord that you need to give him. And I think that's wonderful, you know?
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, you got people that try to make it a day of guilt, you know, rather than a day of thanks, you know?
That's right. We stole all this property from the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They reaped absolutely nothing out of it.
Right. Yeah, we kind of got in the way of them stealing territory and enslaving each other and having wars with each other. Oh, what'd you guys get in the way of doing that to me? In the way of that for? Dang it.
They seem to have forgotten when the Native Americans or the Indians or whatever you want to call them for the day, when they took over other tribes, they killed every man, okay, and well, firstborn male. They took the women, and oh yeah, they were wonderful people. One of the largest mass graves found in the New England area, New York especially, was what? They were Native American graves where they just massively buried these people.
Yes.
But you know, they were wonderful. They show them as peace pipe smoking, the equivalent to the flower power kids of the 60s, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you find that amazing?
Right. I mean, some went as far as cannibalism. Others went as far as, like, sacrificing their conquered to their gods and things like that. And, you know, it's not to pick on the Indians. I mean, lots of people around the world have done this kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, it's not, they're not exclusive to it, but let's not act like they were just, you know, these peace pipe smoking people. I mean, they had warriors, right? They had braves. They had those things long before white people showed up.
Yep.
You know, they had those hierarchies because they were at war with each other. And they had diseases, too. That's why they had shaman and medicine men. They already had diseases and things like that.
No,
you know, so.
I can't let you spew that kind of stuff. They got no diseases until Columbus showed up. Don't you know that? What is wrong with you?
Did they have control of it back then? Did they have, like...
Apparently, they haven't come up with vaccines at the time, or Fauci wasn't born yet, so he couldn't help them out, you know. Imagine if he was around then, he probably would have wiped out the majority of the Native American population, I'm sure.
Fauci's Indian name would have been?
Kill a lot. Chief kills a lot. He doesn't even have a forked tongue. He's got a triple forked tongue or something. I mean,
right. Now, I mean, considering the death toll, I mean, that we're definitely not laughing at. But Fauci, just his, I mean, he's a joke in himself, man. But y'all know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He's done. He's gone. But I hope they bring him back, and I hope they rake him over the coals. He's still talking about, you know, taking a COVID test before you go see your family, making sure that everybody needs to be vaccinated. Look, dude, I have 10 people I work with on a regular basis. All of them have received a shot except for me. And every one of them have COVID at least one time, if not two and three times, and one person had it four times. So sorry. I'm not buying, as they say.
Yeah. And as if that's not enough to make you sick, I guess also the thing you're supposed to do at the Thanksgiving table is you're not supposed to, like, I guess, talk about God or anything. Instead, you should talk about a list of the things that Joe Biden has done. That's like the recommendation.
Are you serious? Oh, you
yeah.
That's a great one. That's perfect. Unreal. Yes. Let's talk about all the wonderful things the government is doing for you, telling you, and telling you is good for you, right?
Oh, listen, man.
Go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
No, but we've done it to ourselves. Okay, again, we've done it to ourselves. I was just talking to the guests in the first hour about how family get-togethers are gone. People don't get together anymore. You know, Sunday isn't Grandma's Day, Family Day, whatever you want to call it. Even Thanksgiving, a lot of people I know I talk to, they go to restaurants now. They don't hang out at the house. They go camping individually. Somebody's family's not even the whole family, but sections of the family will go camping. They don't engage with the family as a whole. Well,
yeah.
What does that do? It brings us further apart. It breaks us up even more, does it not?
It does, yeah, but sometimes I wonder, man, if that's part of the Lord's plan, because when you look at how families are and the things that they're having to show in terms of, like, family loyalty, families are having to be given over just to kind of keep the family together. They're having to give over to these ideas of collectivism, environmentalism, evolution, transgenderism, all these things that are...
Are they having to give themselves over to it, or are they choosing to give themselves over to it?
It's a little bit of both, but regardless of which, I mean, the Lord says, hey, do not assume that I come to bring peace, but a sword, and I'll take my sword, and I'll drive in between you. So the Lord's like, look, if you guys are being a stumbling block to each other and dividing people from me, like those who would come my way, but instead you're leading them another way, I'll cut you off. I'll divide you from your family. And that's probably why you're not seeing families as... You know, this new dynamic of what people are doing around Thanksgiving and families becoming more separate because they're having a bad influence on each other.
Well, I think, just a mere fact that the base level, the foundation levels, because they turned away from God, they turned their back on God, they're not putting God first is why you're seeing the family break apart. And I think, you know, look at when my family got together, it wasn't that we spent all afternoon glorifying God, but God was at the center of the conversation. God was at the center of the day. We went to church first. You didn't go to Grandma's without going to church first, you know, coming home and that kind of stuff. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. One man who has frequented Club Q for decades was just opening up a tab at the bar when he was shot in the back. Another man was about to leave the club with his group when he heard a pop, 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 and took a bullet to his arm, then watched his boyfriend and sister fall to the floor. They are some of the 17 people wounded by gunfire Saturday when a 22-year-old man went on a shooting rampage at Club Q, a well-known club for LGBTQ community in Colorado Springs. The Georgia Supreme Court allowed counties to hold early voting this Saturday in the U.S. Senate runoff election between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker, denying a bid by state Republicans to block the early voting. The one-sentence unanimous ruling on Wednesday by the court upheld last week's decision by a Fulton County judge that blocked a directive from Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a Republican. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McKee, your host, always a pleasure. Look at California. California backs that comment up 100%. Okay? I mean, everything that the hard left stands for, everything from green energy to all, has failed here in this state. All right? And now, a couple of dirty little secrets I was just telling Zoe about during the break is that Governor Newsom signed an executive order to keep the nuclear power plant that he ordered closed open. Why? Because this push for electric cars, this push for all electric everything, like, they don't even want you to have gas water heaters anymore. They want you to have an electric water heater. Well, they have to run longer and harder because the water doesn't heat up as fast as it does with, you know, gas. So there were so many areas they want to get rid of natural gas. So now they want to go with gas, electric stoves, and all that stuff. And yet these are the same people that keep telling you can't charge your car because the grid can't take it. Can you imagine even if we hit 50%. We're not even there yet. I think we're at like 7 to 11% of what they want us to hit as far as being electric. Can you imagine if we hit the numbers they want us to hit or even come close? We're not going to die of starvation. We're going to die because we're going to be frozen to death or heat stroke because we won't be able to run anything. We won't be able to go to the store. We won't be able to go to the mall because, you know, a lot of people don't have air conditioning. They go to the mall to cool down. So Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fighting Study Bible Study, the Zoloff, and soon returning SoulFoodRadio.net. And Zoe, I mean, seriously, the logic, I mean, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take before some of this stuff starts to make sense? What do you think?
Man, I guess a long, strong drag, man, I'm telling you, off of that thing. Because here's what's funny is, you know, we're like, now you wanted to use the nuclear power. Okay, you know, because we're the evil nuclear power people. And, you know, I wonder, it's like, okay, you guys were everybody okay with everybody else having it? Like, you're okay with Iran having it? We can't have our own guns here, but Iran can have nuclear power. But now you want nuclear power. And it reminds me of those feminists who are like, if you don't, what are they saying? If you don't support abortion, then no more sex for you, and we will only have sex with you if we're married. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay, we'll just be quiet, and you guys
God bless America. Yeah, okay, don't say anything to them because they haven't figured it out. We don't want them to. Oh, yeah. God. They're amazing. They're just an amazing group of people. I want to get back to the family thing, though. I really do, right? Mm. So God created family. He created, family. He created the nuclear family as we see it, mom, dad, the kids, the whole nine yards. And you sit there, the whole idea for us is to, glorify God through our lives and through what we do and that kind of stuff. And if you think about what this government especially, it's been ratcheted up 300% in the last, 18 months or so. Everything they have done is to tear the nuclear family apart. Everything. And we had hints of it here and there, but now it's in fifth gear. I mean, it's cranking along to what they're trying to do. Even to the point, if you don't affirm your transgender son or daughter, they'll take that child from you. They will pull that child from the family. So the government now has become your mommy, your daddy, that kind of thing. And you talked about that, when you talk about the black community. It's interesting how the different communities have either stepped into this or stepped away from this. But the black community, back in the 60s, you were a target of this government back then, weren't you?
Definitely, man. And today, and even with the black community to this very day, they use the black community to justify these kind of policies to give them leverage. On doing what they do. It's like they filter all of this stuff, through the black community to get, going what they're going to get in terms of economic policy, border policy, transgender issues, homosexual issues, gay marriage issues. Everything comes back to them using the black community to push. Like, say, for instance, gay marriage, we know there was a time when black people couldn't marry to get married to white people. Do you want to go back to a country like that? And I'm like, you're comparing apples to oranges. Being black is that's an actual immutable trait. You're talking about behavior, and so they lean on us for these things, and then that's Democrats for you. They create the plight, and then they use the plight to gain sympathy votes for the same cause that they created the plight for, yep, for somebody else, for their voter stock.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I heard a debate between Thomas Sowell and a woman. She was a Caltech or a California professor at one of the colleges, and she was talking about so you're suggesting that we simply pull welfare, we stop welfare and food stamps and such to the black community, and he had that look you just had on your face. He's looking at her going, so your assumption is that all black people need help when it comes to social services and such, number one. She said, what would the outcome be if we all pull that? And he said, the outcome would be exactly what you want it to be, which is you want a total failure to collapse of that community because you've made them having to have that from the government that you've not taught them anything else. You wouldn't allow them to be taught anything else. I mean, he was taking this white woman to task, but dude, she had a look on her face like, how dare you question me? I'm a professor of this, that, and the other thing. And I'm thinking, I think that's Dr. Sowell, last I checked, right? I mean, why are you discounting or diminishing his degree? The hypocrisy that these people put out there on a regular basis is mind-numbing, is it not?
Oh, totally, man. That's why when I hear people use the term this new Democratic Party, man, it's not new. It's not new. Just like her, she's like, blacks cannot survive. They can't survive without our help. They have to have our intervention. And that's the same mindset that John Wilkes Booth has. I'm going to remind folks, John Wilkes Booth said the same thing. He says, look, man, this country is for the white man. It's not for the Negro. But I tell you what, these blacks ain't going to make it without us. And the Republicans are trying to destroy them. But basically, it's like Republicans thinking that they can live their own lives and they're going to separate them from us. Oh, man, the Republicans are going to destroy. And they have the same attitude today. Oh, those Republicans are going to kill you. They're trying to destroy you. You need us.
They're going to put you back in chains.
Yes.
That's my favorite
chains
one.
The Democrats put them in.
We're going to put them back in chains. We put them in chains to begin with, okay?
That's right.
I can't put you back into something I never put you in to begin with. God bless. Oh, okay, I got to breathe. So I had an interesting conversation with four or five Christian moms. And I don't know if you've heard about these Satan, after-school Satan clubs. Okay? Well, they've been around for a while. They've been going up all across the country. What happens is they, there is a, you know, a Christian club after school. I guess, you know, Samaritan's Purse or one of those groups kinds of funds it or supports it. So now they have, you know, the Satanic Club. And it's nothing to do with religion, absolutely nothing. It has to do with, you know, humanism, and it has to do with science. And the 180 degrees from true faith and true God. So I've got these moms coming at me and talking to me about shutting them down and doing this. And I said, no, I won't even try. And I'll tell you why. You have to stop bowing down to the Prince of Darkness, because that's what you're doing, whether it's a Satan club or any club, right? Your kids should be strong enough in the Word. You should be pumping your kids with the Word. They should know who the true God is, to where these things, so they don't have to go, okay? And when they're questioned, they should have enough information to be able to push back on it on their own. You cannot hide these kids from this kind of stuff. You need to start to strengthen them. Strengthen them in the Word. Am I off here?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, man. There's a reason why the Lord tells us that we need that helmet, need that breastplate, that belt, need that sword, need them sandals. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like he didn't tell you to get suited up to go hide. We got to do battle, man. And so, you know, these groups, it saddens me that people would want to have groups like this. But, you know, as Christians, man, we're supposed to be that salt and light. We're supposed to be offering up that real tasty stuff, man. Salt makes things tasty, and salt preserves stuff. We're supposed to be preserving these things and bring that light, you know, not for the devil who masquerades as an angel of light, but bring that real light so they know where the party is.
Well, that's it. We're always going to be fighting against him. We're always going to be being approached by him, if you're the devil, if you would, and see what he's doing in and about. We need to be ready to push back.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we failed. It's like everything else in life. We've not taught our kids to overcome, and the Christian kids are even in a worse spot. Anyway, all right, got to go. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. 5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, you know, seriously, you want to make sure that you have information, you know what you need to do, and you truly get involved in it. You know what I'm saying? And listen, we are truly like a family at this place. I mean, you guys show up every night. I don't know if it's because you're homeless or you actually do enjoy the show. I haven't figured out which yet. But I really do appreciate you showing up here with me and spending time with me. And we like to give, we like to acknowledge people. And so we have a birthday event. And praying for things to change with what's going on with you and you know, some peace and understanding and happiness for the holiday season. So I'm not asking you how old you are. All right? I know men usually don't care, but I'm not asking. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He's a day early and not a dollar short, so that works out well. you know? And... So the I was having some fun with it, and I know people are going to get irritated with me or with us, but I don't care because they are so conflicted even with their own belief system, it's pathetic. An Oklahoma teacher's aide is charged with rape. Now, she's 22 years old and a pretty young blonde girl, and so she's charged with rape after having sexual encounters with a 16-year-old boy. And I said to you, and I realize, you know, there's a different mindset on this. But I'm saying, back in the 70s, we'd been going, hey, where, how come I didn't have her as a teacher?
Right.
Every 16-year-old boy that's running around as a little, you know, what a testosterone-filled little horn dog, you know, this is their dream, if you would.
Yeah.
Now, what's funny about this is she's going to be taken to the woodshed over this, so to speak. Right? She's going to end up in jail over this for having sex with a 16-year-old. And yet, drag queens with obviously male drag queens, obviously excited by seeing all these little kids waving their little wanker in front of these kids, that's okay. That's perfectly acceptable. We shouldn't put that person, that same person, if they were doing that at a playground to a kid in a sandbox, would be in jail. But doing it in a school makes it okay and fine. These people have no place in calling this issue out as being bad, do they?
Absolutely, man. There's a lot of selective outrage that goes along with that, man. And the thing about it, it's a real thing. You know, we do want to say, dang, man, what were these teachers when we were kids? But here's the thing. One, I think the reason why people get mad at these teachers for doing that is, one, because they weren't teachers when they were students, when they were kids. Like, where were these teachers? Two, but, you know, these teachers who do this, you know, when it comes to a young man, you know, on a real serious tip, you know, a teacher that does this as an example and has this kind of relationship with a young man, it sets a precedence of, you know, definitely low standards, not just for teachers, but for men themselves. It sets a precedence that sexual activity is just so frivolous and so flippant that a man can just go ahead and treat a woman that she's just like she's just a source of release. You know, you don't have to really do anything. You know, you don't have to particularly earn the right to mate, if you will. Even though it's a earning and a grace dynamic between men and women as it is, but it sets a very wrong precedent. You know what I'm saying? And you know, this woman, you know, she could be seen as a threat. You know, it's like if she goes after your kids, she'll go after your man. She'll go, you know, it's like she a harlot. You know, so people, they will zero in on somebody like this because she becomes kind of like a threat to, you know, other people. But, like I said, man, it sets a very immoral precedent and a direction for a young man in the ways that he would go in relationship to
women. No, I agree. Listen, I was reading an article earlier last week that there's been over 386 incidents of teachers having sex with students in this country, or should say, reported and adjudicated. Okay, so how many go unreported, if you would?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you say to yourself, I mean, which is always why it's always a giggle when the teachers union comes up, or we're the most trusted people in the community. Okay, I realize there's a few bad apples, but don't say we're the most trusted because you guys cover for each other. The same complaint you have about the police and the police department, you know, you guys have the same issue, but that's okay. Why? Because you're this teacher. You're held in high esteem. You're almost godlike, for God's sakes.
Right.
No. It is never the way it should be. Teachers are humans. They're fallible, just like the police are, just like firemen are, or anybody else sitting on this planet.
Yes, and you know, also, you know, concerning a female teacher, you know, having this relationship, you know, with a young man, I think, you know, maybe some people like try to draw some sort of moral equivalence to it, you know, like, you know, what if it was the other way around? Well, trust me, if it was the other way around, the dynamic would just be totally different. You know, the thing is, you know, in the terms of the prowess of a male, you know, this teacher, you know, having this relationship, it's a wrong relationship, but this kid definitely wasn't forced into it. He wasn't manipulated. The kid himself is probably thinking about it more than she is, you know, and we're the protectors. We're the stronger, right? It's not like it's not right, but it's not like he was like strong arm or manipulated or anything like that, where it's different with a male. you know, who takes advantage of the curiosity or even the interest of a young female. It's right. Just not the same thing.
Yep. And again, like I said, we're not trying to make light of this, but try to line it up with all the other things that you hear about that the Democrat Party, the far left, what you see on TikTok. Look at the teachers on TikTok that talk about indoctrinating these kids into transgenderism, you know, and the LGBTQ community. That seems to be okay. That seems to be, you know, nothing to worry about here. Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. You got those, again, some of the drag queens coming into class. I was watching the video yesterday where the woman, it was a woman in this case, popped out of the top of her bra. They were banging all over the place, and it didn't seem to bother anybody. And I'm going, really, this is okay.
Right.
It's just amazing to me. They have...
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Yeah. In the natural, that's better than that one teacher in Canada, man, who wears the big prosthetic boobs. It's a dude, you know, and he teaches shop. Oh, my goodness. Now, this dude needs Jesus. All them kids will need Jesus after that. But, you know, but once again, and I don't mean to kick a dead horse, Joe, but it's, you know, but like you said, those things are things to be outraged about, you know, but, you know, the kid, you know, the young man, you know, with the teacher, it isn't right. You got to set a standard. You know, men need to be taught that, hey, you know, this is, you don't do this. There has to be some responsibility, accountability, a sense of restraint. That's what it is to be a man. You know, you're not entitled. You know, it creates an entitlement. That's why there's so much rape. You know, because they think the sex is supposed to happen. Look at the movies. They're in the sack and within the first 30 minutes. You know, how come that's not happening for me? And so we have like dynamics like that. They're out in the culture and it's playing out in the classroom and, you know, that's not what they're supposed to be taught.
You look at science. First of all, I'm not making excuses for the young boys, but, you know, when you sexualize them so much, when you have these pictures of the girls, when you allow the girls to wear, you know, yoga pants only, two sizes too small for them, and halter tops with no bras on the campus, and you wonder why they're aroused, it's like, hello, you believe in science? I mean, or don't you? Okay. I mean, seriously, you're talking about hormones that are not only raging; they're in triple overtime.
Yes.
I'm not suggesting the girls dress from neck to ankle, but to your point, the boys need to learn how to control themselves too. But I mean, seriously, it's like an alcoholic trying to skip the habit, and the only job you want to get him is in a bar. You don't do that to them. It's not fair.
Absolutely. It's we're supposed to equity, right? Or equality? Well, equal responsibility.
Whatever. You know? All right. So before we run out of time, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I already know what you're thankful for, but I want to know what food you're going to be thankful for by the end of the day. What are you eating?
Man, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I don't even know what the menu looks like. We're just
really
we're just invited, and I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty traditional, and I'm cool with that.
I should ask your wife, maybe. I mean, seriously, she seems to be more informed than you are at times.
you could have some pizza and some burgers. I'd be like, oh wow, Thanksgiving dinner. I'm, you know, so.
Yeah, I think I'm always curious to ask people about their traditions, and because everybody's a little different, and it doesn't even matter what your ethnicity is. I had a couple of friends that came here from Iran, and they weren't familiar with, you know, Turkey Day, and they didn't understand it. And 3 or 4 years into it, all of a sudden they've got 20 people showed up at their house because they wanted to create tradition, and they understood that they were very thankful to be in this country. So kind of cool, that kind of thing. Anyway, God bless you, guy. Have a great day tomorrow, and wherever you're going, I'm sure you'll be the light. All right, people, Sonia Schmidt showing up in the next hour. I promise her we'd do something to keep her awake. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.